Welcome to Light Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Kann, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And I love giving free gifts, so if you don't already have my Light Warrior Empowerment Package, you can get it at karenkann.com/free gift, all one word. The intention of my show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me today. And today I am interviewing Igor Nazarov from Energy Tools International to talk about energetic pollution or energy pollution, what we're all dealing with, like EMF from like our cell phones and Wi-Fi and, you know, power lines and things like that. And I was recently in a doctor call where they were discussing some of this and their EMF transformer, which is really fascinating technology. So we're going to ask Igor to share with us, you know, what kind of research they've done and, you know, is there any, you know, what kind of proof they have that their technology helps us manage the stress to our bodies and, of course, you know, how can we use this technology to help us stay more grounded, centered, and not suffering, so to speak, our nervous systems, our poor little nervous systems, suffering from all the stress of all this EMF pollution. So let me share a little bit more about Dr. Nazarov. So Dr. Nazarov has over 30 years of professional experience combined with an extensive educational background. He's got master's in experimental nuclear physics, a PhD in chemical physics from the famous Moscow Institute of Physics and Technology, as well as a number of engineering certificates. He has a lot of knowledge in physics, which makes him very, very respected in his field. And he's been teaching for more than 20 years, and he's worked around the globe in various fields of physics, further building knowledge and expertise. And so we're really, really happy and just thrilled that Dr. Igor is here with us. Hello, hello. Good morning.
Hello, hello, everyone. Yeah, I'm happy to be with you today.
Yeah, thank you so much. Your team has been so wonderful supporting myself, my patients, and also being willing to spend your time with us on the show so we can kind of spread the news about, you know, Vital Force technology and natural ways for us to be healthier. And today, I guess we're, you know, talking about EMF pollution. So maybe you can share with us a little bit just about, like, you know, your personal background. Like, how did you get interested in health and wellness? And, you know, what have you learned about this whole EMF pollution thing?
Yeah, actually, you already mentioned my background in physics. And to tell you the truth, at some point, being a physicist, I got disappointed by the way how physics approach our life. So I felt that something is missing. And it happened to me about 35 years ago. And at that time, I met Dr. Yuri Kron, and he also was disappointed in the contemporary physics, being a very renowned physicist at that time already. And we start looking, so what's missing? And so, and pretty soon we found out about the subtle world and all environment, which is not only electromagnetic field or gravitational field or all other fields described by physics, but something more, and which is more, much more than we can imagine. And actually, that's our life. And that's our life. And we got interested in that. And so for 35 years, we did different kind of research. We found out that it's possible to combine our knowledge in physics with knowledge of ancient people, which knew about life force, vital force. And that's how Yuri Kron created this vital force technology, which allows us now to combine subtle energy patterns and use them in our three-dimensional world, if you would like to hear that. And which is essential now because, as you mentioned, Karen, we're more and more polluted by the electromagnetic emission coming to us from our cars, cell phones, laptop computers, cell phone towers, satellite dishes, from everywhere, and it's getting worse and worse. And it's not only attacking our brain by physically heating it, as in microwave, but also reprogramming us from our natural rhythm, which we have in nature. And I can tell about that more, but that's a small introduction of what we do. And we are trying to recreate a connection to natural rhythm of the nature using our devices, which, you know, as EMF protection, stickers on the phone, as our Schumann resonance crystals, and so on. But I'm going back to you. You better ask your questions to be more specific on particular subjects.
Well, you know, one of the things I really appreciate about you and the company is the commitment to research. You know, there have been a lot of devices, and I'm sure you know, that have been advertised and marketed, even specifically to help us, you know, prevent the negative effects of cell phone and other types of radiation. You know, so there's been all sorts of stickers that, you know, in the past I've put on all sorts of devices and that kind of thing. And you know, I would use muscle testing to help me see that the person is stronger, you know, if they have the device versus not. But, you know, none of the companies back then really had really, really good data. And one of the companies that did have good data on the SAR rating, which is that what they, you know, as you know, your cell phones, they check to see how much a phone is going to heat the brain. And so there's one company in the show, their device actually prevented that heating, which was awesome, the real data. And you guys actually, I think, spent a lot of money actually hiring Dr. Jeffrey Fannin as a third-party investigator to see how, you know, efficient and effective your EMF transformer was. And so I haven't seen a lot of great data like that. I mean, these are like these brain scans. So can you really share with us, you know, how you created Energy Tools created that product, and then, you know, how was it tested by Dr. Fannin, who's very famous for what he does, I know.
Okay, so that's an interesting subject, and let's talk about cell phones. So first of all, so that's thing which we need, every one of us needs, right? And so we cannot live without it now. But we have to realize what we are holding in our hands. For example, I take my smartphone and just some basics. So 4G generation of cell phones work on a frequency which is 2.45 gigahertz. What is giga? It's a billion cycles per second. So it's very high frequency. But what it tells you, actually 2.45 gigahertz, it's a frequency of a megatron. A megatron is a core of a military radar. And ironically, that's a core device in our microwave. So microwave actually was built based on a military radar. And microwave was invented when some guy was fixing a military radar, keeping some sweets in his pocket, and these sweets start melting. Is that how he discovered that, wow, we can use this military radar megatron to heat our food? And now we have it in our smartphone, the same frequency, just heating our brains. That's why so-called SAR test was invented, so which is specific absorption rate test, which measures every cell phone how effectively it hits our brain. So we're just keeping a small microwave in our hand and cooking our brain. So it's just one part of a story. But another part, it's not just 2.45 gigahertz. It's also modulated by frequency and by amplitude. So it's a very complicated signal which is affecting our brain during our conversation or during when we're watching or streaming YouTube or whatever. and a lot of research done that it's not helpful for our brain, that if even your cell phone not hitting your brain effectively, it's causing other kind of distortion. And how to measure that? So, and the only way which was found so far was EEG, so electroencephalography. And Dr. Fanning did this research. So the research is based on the concept which was found about 50 years ago that our brain has an electrical activity which can be measured placing different electrodes on a scalp and then measuring the picture analyzing this picture of different electrical signals through the computer. You can tell what part of the brain is activated, which is hyperactivated, which is in a normal state of functioning. And this way you can measure a person with these electrodes attached to his scalp with a cell phone, without cell phone, and with a cell phone with our sticker attached to it. If that research was done on five male person, five female person, it's not a big study, but it's like a pilot study, which showed that our stickers attached to phone bring a hyperactivated brain, and this hyperactivation was caused by the cell phone in a particular region of the brain responsible for memory, for attention, for concentration, getting back to normal with the stickers attached. So that research was done, I guess, about like 7 years ago, and so far nobody repeated this research, and we're going to have this research done on a more thorough basis with more people involved just to see how effective our device is. You can write that a lot of devices claiming that they're doing some helpful things with people.
Right.
But muscle testing, as you mentioned, showing you, but no physical evidence like EEG was done so far, unfortunately. And I can tell you more about how our device works, but back to you. Maybe you have some other questions.
Yeah, thank you so much. Now, the packaging for the EMF transformer, and I know, you know, we're talking about the sticker, so let me just describe it for people. So, It's a device that has an adhesive backing. It's got a little poofiness to it. So there is a smaller one, which is called the regular size, and then there's a large one for routers, which people use at home for their Wi-Fi and things like that, so a bigger machine. So there's two sizes. And you can put it on the cell phone itself or even on the outside of the case, and it helps prevent your brain from getting overstimulated as per, you know, Dr. Fanning's amazing, you know, work. And when you see these pictures, it's so interesting, Dr. Igor, like, you know, that there's all these colors and you can see that the brain is red, like overstimulated in the area of where the cell phone's being held, that person talking for 3 minutes, you know, on the phone. And then when the EMF transformer is on the device, you don't see that area of red. It's fascinating, and it's, you know, right on your package insert, which, by the way, you know, we were giving, you know, energy tool feedback when you were first coming out with the package, and I'm like, you've got to put the brain pictures on there, you know, which you guys did, which is very, very powerful. Now, I have somebody with a question about the brain pictures. They said, what's the, I know people can't see it on the radio, but what, you know, they see a gray part at the back. Is that, and it's not green, it's not colored at all. They want to know what is that part? Why is that gray on the picture?
Because this part was not measured for this particular activity. Yes, so no attention was paid to this part. That's why we need more thorough research, like to analyze the whole brain, not only areas which are responsible for a particular function at the moment. For example, when you're listening, your listening centers activated. When you're analyzing conversation, you some lobe parts of the brain activated, and so on and so forth. The whole brain is very complicated device, as you know, and so more research is needed. That's what we are looking for. But let me tell you a couple of words about how this ticker works. So it's a fascinating device, and it doesn't work with the cell phone. It's using cell phone frequency, which is, as we know, very similar to microwave frequencies, to communicate with our brain, because what all this electromagnetic pollution causes, it causes our brain wave to lose a normal synchronization with the Earth. And so what particular frequencies our Earth has? It's so-called Schumann frequencies, Schumann resonance frequencies, which are normal phenomena existing on the Earth for millennia, because of the electromagnetic activity through the lightning, which hits the surface of the Earth every 40, 50 times per second. We have electromagnetic waves which are traveling in the gap between the ionosphere, the upper layer of our atmosphere, and the surface of the Earth, creating standing waves. And these waves are of 8 hertz, 14 hertz, 25, 21, 26, 33 hertz. Hertz is a cycle per second. And these frequencies, strangely enough, they remind us brain waves, which were discovered 50 years ago. That's electrical activity of our brain, which is delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma waves. And this brain wave is responsible for different activities of our brain, which are essential to divide our state of consciousness from sleep state to active thinking state to meditative state. And all these brain waves, do they work? And because of the electromagnetic pollution, we are losing this normal synchronization of the brain waves. But we embedded these Schumann frequencies in this small sticker, and when electromagnetic emission from a cell phone goes through this plastic, it creates a natural Schumann frequencies, helping our brain to be back to normal synchronization. That's how it works.
Oh, wow. So in other words, it uses the energy from the cell phone to actually propagate the frequencies?
Exactly. So that's the trick. So we're not fighting these waves. We're using them.
Ah. Okay. Yuri talked about, or was it you, on the doctor's call, about placing one of these stickers in his pocket when he traveled. I never thought of that because I figured you had to put it on a device. So how does it work on a person and not a device if you need the device energy to activate it?
You see, that's what I did. A week ago, I was in Europe, and I was traveling back and forth to Germany and back. It's like 9 hours time difference, and I had two EMF transformers in both my back pockets, and one of the EMF transformer in my CV meridian hanging as a pendant. And so I didn't have any jet lag whatsoever. And I guess the principle is the same. This time, because this airplane is packed with all these frequencies coming from your touch TV in front of you, from all these electromagnetic wires coming through the old planes, that's one thing. Another thing, because you are flying all over the territories packed with different kind of electromagnetic emission, and these two stickers back in my pocket, they being activated with all these electromagnetic fields. And so they're providing my stable signal for me. That's why I don't have any jet lag, because I'm always in my comfort zone with my EMF stickers in my back pocket.
Wow. Now, do you use the small one or the big one?
I use small ones, but you can
okay,
use
so you
big
got
ones.
One, I guess it depends how big your pockets are. So you got one small one in the left pocket, one small one in the right pocket, and then you're wearing one of the Schumann pendants?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. And what's the difference between, I know we're segueing
to...
So the Schumann pendants, now you also have two sizes, so people want to have a question here. Since we mentioned the Schumann pendants, which we did a radio show about that specifically, but is there a difference between the power or how effective the Schumann pendants are based on the size of the pendants?
You see, it depends, because first of all, different people prefer different sizes, right? And so it just... Aesthetical approach. Another one, different people have different sensitivity. And, for example, to calm them down, they need more power to be transmitted into their body. For that reason, they would need bigger crystals. Some people are less affected, and they need a smaller one. So it all depends. What I do usually, I test every single device I'm meeting in my life, but not everyone as sensitive as we do here. So as you remember, we've been training ourselves for 35 years in this area, and for that reason I would just recommend to try bigger one is more effective, but it may be a bigger load on your system. Smaller size, less effective, but it's less load on your system too. So it's just you're supposed to find your own personal balance.
Okay. Is that true of the EMF transformer as well, like the big sticker and the small sticker? Like the bigger sticker would have would be potentially more effective in protecting you, but at the same time might give you more load as far as the transformation?
That's true, again, because we use bigger stickers on routers. You know that router is emitting much more radiation than your cell phone. And that's why you need a bigger device to harmonize it.
Okay. That's really, really interesting. So folks that are calling into the show, the number to call in if you want to ask a live question for Dr. Igor Nazaroff is 818-514-1190. Just hit 1 so we know your hand's up. Again, 818-514-1190 and just hit 1. So one of the questions, Dr. Igor, that people may have is, in addition to putting an EMF transformer on their cell phone or their body, like we just mentioned, or their router, is it necessary to protect ourselves from, you know, the gamut of all sorts of other devices? Like what about laptops and what about, you know, computers and cordless phones and, you know, smart meters? Like what do you suggest people do about that, if anything?
General answer is the more the better. So, for example, I use the stickers everywhere, several in my cars, on my computer screen, on my laptop, on my desktop, on my fridge, wherever I have a source of electromagnetic radiation. But because it's also a question of money, so I would recommend to protect yourself from the most dangerous things. And for example, we don't use microwave at all in our company and at our houses. But if you do use microwave, which I wouldn't recommend, you know, by the way, 97% of American households supplied with a microwave. So I would place right on the center of the door EMF transformer. You can do simple muscle testing if you see yourself how it works. And definitely cell phone, because that's the closest enemy for your body. So the general rule is the closer you are to any electromagnetic emitting device, the more danger you are being closer to that. And then you have to cover this device with EMF protector.
Ah, okay. What about, if people have their cell phones on, airplane mode, but they've got it plugged in to the wall, charging at night next to them, is that still dangerous or much, much less dangerous because the Wi-Fi isn't on and the cell phone isn't connected to the tower?
Personally, as a physicist, I don't keep any electromagnetic device close to the bed where I sleep in. At least, that it's a reverse square law in physics, twice the distance, four times less radiation. So use this rule. So no electrical devices closer than your stretched arm, closer to you. Keep it out of your body. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so beyond your stretched arm. Okay, that's a good rule because I don't think I can wake up without something. Yeah, at least that much.
It's an addiction. It's an addiction.
Well, unfortunately the way my house is built, I didn't have a lot of say at the time. We're since divorced, my first husband. But the way the house was built, the bedroom is very dark in the morning. So I have definitely some difficulty waking up. So I have this little, lamp that has some sort of mini computer LED, but it's that slowly, puts on the light, and that does help me wake up. I was wondering whether I should put an EMF transformer on that device.
I guess it's a good idea.
Yeah, so a lot of people use their cell phones, as an alarm because, they're not really selling alarm clocks that much anymore because people use their cell phones. So do you think there's a difference between, say it's beyond the outstretched arm, you have it on airplane mode, does it make a difference whether it's plugged in or not, do you think?
You see, if you take this contemporary smartphone in your hand, you will find, at least 3-4 different antennas in that, like GPS, and basically they are active all the time, and because you know how to do muscle testing. Just check out your cell phone, just placing in different modes on you, and I bet you will find it's always undesirable for your body. Even if you take off a battery. And, for example, for Apple, it's impossible to take off the battery.
Oh, yeah.
And the battery by itself, not to forget, the battery, it's like a magnet, and magnet plays on your body. Basically not a very healthy device being held on your body, too.
Yeah, well, now that you've mentioned magnets, that brings up another question. A few decades ago, it was very, very popular to sell magnets. There were network marketing companies that were selling magnets for health, beds that were made with magnets, all sorts of clothing, things like that. And people swear, that their arthritis went away, Nikan is, one of the companies that they're more balanced, they're healthier. So, we're a little confused. Is magnets healthy or is it not healthy for us?
You see, it's everything, the question of balance. I myself use this Nikan device, small magnets, and I help several of my friends to get rid of the shoulder pain with them. But it's very subtle magnets and placed in a particular place in your body. When you use everything, for example, vitamin C is very helpful, as you know, right? But if you would use vitamin C in big dosages every day, it's not good for your health. The same with magnets. If you know how to use this small amplitude, small magnetic field magnets on your body, and so they're definitely helpful. But you know that our body adjusts to everything, and so if you place yourself in a very strong magnetic field, it would be, your body would be distorted, but it will get adjust like you would be distorted too, but you adjust it, so it's not a good way. So a good way is to use any device when you need it, and then don't use it on a regular basis. But what's happening with the battery? Battery, it's not a subtle magnet. It's pretty powerful magnet when it's active, because through the electrical current going through the battery, it creates a magnet. You keep this magnet close to your head or close to your heart or close to some other organ, which causes distortion in the work of this organ.
I don't think we're going to get a whole bunch of millennials to not use their phone next to their heads. In colleges, they're sleeping in these small rooms. We're not going to be able to have them, to force everybody to get rid of their cell phone or turn off at night because they're sleeping next door to someone with a cell phone on, and it could be within 2 feet of their head, depending on where the beds are. But it sounds like at least if we have some sort of device like the EMF transformer to help us mitigate the negative effects of that, it's less harmful. But of course, in the ideal world, we wouldn't have any electronics around us. And you're very disciplined, Dr. Igor, to not have anything else. You must be really
true.
A morning person.
Yeah, because you see, I remember myself when I was a kid, my parents wanted me to get to bed very early, and I wanted to read my favorite science fiction books, and I was reading under the blanket with a flashlight, and I lost my vision. And
oh my God.
The same is happening with cell phones. Yeah, there's a cell phone, so. Until you have a good health, so you don't care what's happening to you, right? But when it's too late, it's better to educate people.
Wow, that is amazing, amazing. So folks that are calling in, if you have a question to ask Dr. Igor Nazarov from Energy Tools International about the EMF transformer, how it works, or how any other technology works to help us radiate more positive energy and get us grounded and connected to Mother Earth, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190. And just hit 1 on your dial pad so we know that your hand is up. Or you can actually put some questions in the chat as well, so that I've opened up the chat. You can put your questions there. So the website to go to purchase an EMF transformer or transformers or the Schumann pendants is to go to Energy Tools INT. As an international. So energytoolsint.com. And you can just click the retail button, or you can scroll down to look at the various different categories that are available there on the site. Dr. Nazarov, I've actually noticed that what you guys charge for the EMF transformer is actually very inexpensive. So compared to a lot of other so-called devices that, people buy. So why is that?
Because we want to make it accessible for people and affordable, so, and because we can create as many devices as people need, that's our goal. We don't make the fortune out of EMF transformers. We have other businesses which bring us main revenue, so it's just to spread the idea, to help people, and to work further on the research. By the way, I want to go back to microwave because it's a very essential question for me. As you know, we came from the Soviet Union, so we studied there, and what we know about microwave, that at the end of the Second World War, when the Soviet army conquered Berlin, they collected all scientific data which Germans had done at that time. And Germans were doing a lot of research with magnetrons. You know, you remember, magnetron, it's part of a military radar working at the same frequency as our cell phone. And they done a lot of research on people in the labor camps because it was a hazard for human health. You know that there are human experiments, and these experiments showed clearly that it's a very dangerous radiation for human health. And Soviet Army collected all this data, and until the perestroika time, which is 1980s, microwave ovens were forbidden in the Soviet Union.
Wow.
And only after that, when the perestroika time, everyone forgot about this scientific research and all this microwave oven because of the business approach, flooded the Soviet market and came to the Soviet households as well. Just to let you know that it's not very healthy thing to keep a microwave oven in your kitchen. That's why in our company we don't use it at all.
Yeah, that's amazing. We just assume that if it's sold in America publicly, you know, that it's safe. You know, like the whatever, the governmental agencies will just keep us safe. But that's not really true. There are a lot of things they don't do to keep us safe.
Yeah, and exactly as I told you, you can do your own muscle testing just standing next to microwave. You will see that it's not good. And then you can check a food that you processed in microwave, including water. For example, take a glass of water, do muscle testing, how good it is for your body, and you will see that it's good, right? If the water is good, then place it for 1 minute in microwave, process it, and then check it again. And I bet $100 that you will see that it's not healthy for your body anymore.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's like it distorts the natural vibration frequency of what is good and normal and kind of... It's sort of like eating. If you're, it's sort of like you're heating food and it's turning like to plastic, and your body's like, I don't know what this is. I think it's foreign. Let me spend lots of my vital chi and energy trying to digest this thing.
Exactly like that. So you're losing all vital force and just leaving these molecules and atoms without any vital energy.
Wow. Well, you know, we think, wow, it's so convenient. The microwaves just agitate the water molecules. It sounds so innocent. But, you know, we've been learning that it's not just the physical molecules of the food particles that are important for our health and wellness. It's really the frequency of what it is that can, you know, make or break our health. So we could be full by eating, you know, a McDonald's hamburger, and you say, well, that's just, you know, these kinds of molecules. But if you made, you know, whole food out of the same molecules, it'd be the same thing. Well, it's not really, you know. Same thing with microwaves. You can, like you said, a glass of water microwaved versus a glass of water that is, you know, unmicrowaved or untouched by EMF. It's the body sees it either as foreign and tries to get rid of it and spending energy doing that, or it sees it as something good and healthy. And microwaves are in restaurants. You know, they use that.
Exactly. But, for example, I don't know about New York State, but in Oregon, every Starbucks, when you're coming in, they ask you to warm up your food. It's not in the microwave, in just in usual oven. They don't using microwaves in Starbucks in Oregon. I don't know about other states.
That's great. Yeah, no, that's great. Well, my current husband, James, he used to work at a gourmet place here in town, and they would make gourmet sandwiches. These sandwiches are pretty expensive. You know, they use expensive cuts of meat, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and like homemade bread and all that kind of stuff. And right next to his head is this microwave. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I said, what are you doing working here? I was like, I walked in there, and he goes, yeah, you know what? I get really irritable at the end of the day. I'm like, well, no wonder, because that thing is going off, and it's like 3 feet from your head because you're working right next to it. It was awful.
Yeah.
That's why I went and quit.
Tell him that he's working next to a military radar.
Military radar. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, I read from one of the, I can't remember which of his books, Dr. Eldon Taylor's books, about a colleague of his that used to work in the military who quit the military after he found out that the weapons division he was working on was about, you know, how to brainwash humans, and it was going to, you know, it was going to be for protection, you know, of the American people. But then, you know, he wrote that when he found out that experiments were actually going to be done on the American people, because they were actually going to roll this frequency out in the cell phone range. It was the same frequency range that they were experimenting as far as brainwaves, brain control. He quit because he couldn't ethically, you know, be part of that. And that just really shocked me, you know, reading that in Dr. Taylor's book.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
No ethics in the military.
Yeah, I guess not. Like, people don't realize they're being experimented on in a big way. I think, you know, definitely other areas of the world are not quite as, maybe quite as unethical maybe as we are here in America. So there are definitely places, like I heard in Switzerland, they dismantled and didn't allow Wi-Fi in schools because it was potentially harmful for children. So they ended up hardwiring, you know, optical cable. A Swisscom paid for the whole thing for all the schools.
That's true.
I thought, well, that's amazing. And here we are in America, right, where we're increasing the Wi-Fi in schools and wonder why all our kids are getting distracted, they're upset, they're stressed, they're tired, they're moody. I've had more than one parent say to me, you were right, Dr. Karen. My teenager is moody and, you know, just won't listen. And just in a bad mood all the time and tired. And as soon as their cell phone broke, they were great. They were sweet. They were nice. They were back to themselves. And, you know, but it's a hard sell to tell the teenagers, no, you can't have this or you can't, you know, use this. But when I go into, and I haven't done this lately, but if I have the opportunity to go into schools to teach the teens and the kids, we just do simple muscle testing, you know, on stage, and they're really shocked when they just simply, you know, having the cell phone near them, they can't hold their arm up. I mean, they're so weak. And they just look, oh, my gosh, you know, and they freak out. So the best I can have them do is, you know, at least turn it off, you know, at night when they're not
using it.
You're
talking about the United States and Canada about limits for the radiation, you know, because everything is certified and controlled, and you have some limits which are allowed for emitting devices to be exposed to the human body. And this limit in the United States, to compare with the limits in Russia and China, is 100 times higher.
No,
they allow industry to play with us as many times as they want.
Wow. That just blows me away. That's amazing. Well, you know, if people want to know, if they get an EMF transformer, if they wanted to use it to protect from the electromagnetic frequencies from their car, how many do they need, what size, and where do they put them?
Okay, so I have a story about, they have a distributor in Switzerland, and a woman came to the distributor, and he was hyper-electromagnetic sensitive woman, and she purchased a new BMW. And this new car was equipped with electronic that high that she couldn't even get in the car of a terrible headache. And so you imagine dissatisfaction and you have a new car and you cannot drive it. And so out of the blue, the distributor suggested, maybe you place the MF transformer. And she placed the MF transformer right on a gas pedal. And after that, she was okay to drive it. The gas pedal, yes, pedal. But I place the MF transformers right under the dashboard, down there, closer to all electromagnetic distribution boxes, you know, with the box with all fuses over there. And it's closer to my body because it's right above my knees. And so that's the place I would recommend to use. One or two of them.
In the middle of the car or on top of the dash where you're driving?
Yeah, that's a good idea. So they're closer to any electronic emitting devices you have.
Okay, and how many do we need?
I place two. You can play. Even one will help you. As with the woman in Germany, one big sticker on a gas pedal helped her a lot. But it depends on the personal electromagnetic sensitivity and on the design of a car. The best way is just to test, to take a sticker, try different places, not glue it first and just placing in different places in the car, and to feel how you would feel yourself so in a particular place. So it all depends because, for example, hybrid cars, they're different, they're much more packed with all those electromagnetic devices as usual, gas or diesel cars.
Yeah, so a lot of people, they want to be green, so they're buying the hybrid cars or the electric cars, not knowing that potentially they could be, the health-wise, maybe even worse for them electromagnetically, right?
Yeah, so we had a person who called us about hybrid Toyota, and we infused for them big pieces of amber with MF transformer, and he placed one big piece under the driver's seat and one right on the steering wheel, right in the middle, and one, I guess, in the glove compartment, and he was okay after that. He told us that he also knows how to do muscle testing. According to his measurements, he had about like 90-85% less affected with the amber used.
Oh, that's great. That is fantastic. Is there a reason why he requested it on amber versus using the stickers?
Because it was me who suggested him to use that, because he knows how to buy big pieces of amber. It's, I guess it's like the size of a chicken egg, so the big ones, and so them and the amber, you know, historically, you remember from physics that they are very good for keeping energy, because amber was used like for static electricity devices. So it's natural.
Oh, I did not know that.
yeah. So it's a very natural electro. I would call it electro friendly stuff.
Okay. Now, does I know that you and Glina had mentioned previously that you use Swarovski crystals because they don't already have information imprinted on them, and then you can go ahead and infuse the energy tools, vital force energy frequencies in them. People are asking, well, what if I have other crystals? Can that be infused with vital force, and will it keep it clean, or do I still have to clear my crystals on a regular basis despite having the infusion?
Say it again. So not Swarovski crystal, but some other crystal like natural quartz or whatever, right? So that's a question.
Right,
right?
Like if they had amethyst or tourmaline. Tourmaline is known to get rid of negative energy. A lot of people use it around their computers, but what they don't understand is they have to clean it regularly. Otherwise, it'll re-radiate the bad you know, frequencies back out if it's full?
Well, that's a question of testing. So every particular stone, on every particular shape, even shape, we have to test for how compatible they are with our EMF pattern. I guess some stones probably will keep the energy pretty good. And you see, the principle is different. As you mentioned, stones have a natural capacity to collect negative energy. They're supposed to be cleaned and placed under the sun to be cleaned again, right? So like they work at the close. The principle of EMF transformer is different, as I explained. So it's just a kind of an antenna which modifies the flow of energies going through it. From that point of view, it doesn't need cleaning. And so, for example, we can use EMF transformer which were infused 10 years ago, and they would be still the same effective. We even got EMF transformer from one woman. She forgot it in the back pocket of the jeans and washed this in the washing machine. And so she sent it back to us. We checked it out. So it works perfectly well. So that's the difference. So for going back to the natural crystals, they're supposed to be checked first. If they're compatible, we can infuse them, definitely. They will keep this energy forever.
Ah, I see. So the crystals, what crystals have you or the company know that it's compatible? So we know amber is, but are there other types of crystals that you know that it's compatible with?
But you see, amber technically is not a crystal, right? It's
resin. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why it doesn't have any particular crystallic structure, which any crystal has. That's why they have their particular pattern. Yeah, that makes a difference.
Right. So what this might be outside the scope of what you're able to talk about today, but so can someone like hire energy tools to like infuse certain energies into certain products like that, that their own products, like for example, for your friend, you know, you infused it into the amber, and what, you know, what is the cost of that kind of service?
That's a difficult question, actually, and I'm not the one who answers this question, but what I can tell you in general, that it's not a big cost, and it all depends on the amount of products to be infused. When it goes just a particular product, probably it would cost several dollars, not more than $10 for one infusion. But then you're supposed to add shipping cost, which is not cost efficient, right? Some companies work with us, sending us big amount of different products. We infuse them with a pattern they want to use. And from that point of view, for any particular product, the price would be much less.
See, because it's like a mass production, but it's like a bigger thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so price per would be less. Because I remember you saying that, you know, it doesn't really matter the material per se. Things can be infused. Like you can even infuse T-shirts.
Exactly. That's what we do. And hats, T-shirts, even underwear.
Yeah, I think if somebody was, I know there's certain people that I know that are incredibly EMF sensitive and can't barely go out and, you know, to the store without being inundated and terribly fatigued afterwards. I mean, they would be more than happy to, you know, wear a whole suit of energy tools, vital force infused, you know, clothing.
Exactly, but as we discussed before, it's also a load in your body. For example, yesterday I've got a mail from Switzerland, a woman very hyper-electromagnetic sensitive using hats, which we infused for her, and she wrote that it's a saver for her when she's traveling in the train, because train is packed with all this Wi-Fi emission and people working on laptop and calling cell phones around her, and that's this way she feels much safer now and she can travel. I know another story about 3 weeks ago, also local room on hyper-electromagnetic sensitive, wearing a hat, she was able to attend a concert which she couldn't attend for 2 or 3 years because she couldn't tolerate any cell phone next to her.
Oh, that's really cool. Now, do you have those for sale on your website, like the EMF
Don't have it because that's a particular request from some people. And because it's still unknown area, we consider it as a pilot research. People just volunteer to test it, and they send us some T-shirts, as I said, or hats, or even gloves to be infused and to protect them from all this electromagnetic pollution going around. But these people are very special. They cannot live without that. So we are knocking, knock on wood 3 times. So we're not so far affected by this electromagnetic pollution to that extent.
Yeah, yeah. They have to replete their internal vital force, so they can be more resilient. And in addition to the Schumann, resonances, those frequencies, is there any other like frequencies that you use in the EMF transformer, or when you use things for people personally?
Yes, definitely. Actually, in the EMF transformer formula, not only Schumann resonance is infused. There are a lot of energies of different stones, like tourmaline, you mentioned, amethyst, so which were first captured from good examples of the stones and then enhanced and reproduced back into the Schumann. And so, for example, for our Schumann crystals, they not only infused with Schumann resonance frequencies, they're also infused with, let's say, oxytocin energy, because we have this energy pattern in our library, and healing love, so-called energy, which helps our whole subtle body to be more in harmony with the outer world.
That's beautiful. So you have 3 different kinds of Schumann pendants, so they have slightly different formulas?
Exactly.
Okay. Very cool. And here's another question. Where do we put the EMF transformer if we have a smart meter?
Right on a smart meter. Any place.
Doesn't matter where?
Smart. Yeah.
Any place?
Okay,
that's fantastic. Let me just tell everyone the website again, energytoolsint.com. And I know some people had difficulty finding some of the other products, like the CBD product. It's not called that on the website, so you can just give them a call. It is available to you, but for federal whatever reasons, it was felt that it would be better if people just called instead of having it available openly on sale on the website, at least my understanding of that goes. If you have any other questions, we have a couple minutes left. The number to call is 818-514-1190. Hit 1. And let me just check the chat. Oh, doesn't look like we have any other questions left. So, Dr. Nazaroff, thank you so much for being on the show today. Boy, that was fun. We got lots of questions answered, and I'm still trying to figure out how to, like, attach that EMF transformer to myself while I'm skating. But, I decided that I was going to use the Quantum Balance pendant, and it works very well with my fake diamond earring for my skating routine.
Exactly. Because you are skating, you need this balance more than protection.
Yeah. And I'm so much better with the, EMF now than I was ever before, now that I'm better from my fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and all that stuff, that you guys your doctors deal with, and I'm just so thankful that I'm much more resilient now. But, you know, I have an iPhone. I got to admit, I have an iPhone. I've got, you know, the EMF transformer on it. I've got a whole bunch all over the house, and it really doesn't bother me. I mean, I used to melt if people had it, but it really doesn't bother me. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your awesome company.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, seeing what new things you come up with in the future.
Yeah, sure.
All the best. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. Until next time, bye for now.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.